Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, April 21st, 2024, the fourth Sunday of Easter. My name is Father John Jasica, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, happy Easter, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another brief reflection on the upcoming Sunday Gospel. And this coming Sunday, we celebrate what we call Good Shepherd Sunday. And it's a beautiful image of Jesus. You know, we have so many different ways of viewing Jesus, our Lord and Messiah. And the one of the Good Shepherd seems quite appropriate and perfect for us. The relationship between a shepherd and their sheep, the shepherd's sheep, is very powerful. You know, a shepherd in the time of Jesus, you know, would simply call their own sheep. When they would go to a village or something, all the sheep would kind of be mixed together. You know, it's not as if everyone had separate stalls for their own sheep. And when the shepherd was moving on, all the shepherd had to do was to call their sheep, and only his sheep would follow him. And the reason being is there's a relationship that's there. The sheep know the shepherd will provide protection, will lead to pastures for food, to rivers and streams for drink, that there is a bond there. And so the sheep know the voice of their shepherd and they would follow. And that's a beautiful image for us as Jesus, the good shepherd. Do we know his voice? Do we recognize the shepherd's voice in the midst of all the different voices in this world that try to get our attention, whether it's on social media, whether it's on television, the internet, all these voices that are competing, that are trying to get our attention? Can we tune in and recognize, because we know Jesus so well, if we recognize him through faith, can we tune into that voice and turn all the other noise down and then follow that voice? You know, it's one to listen to the shepherd. The second is to follow. And if we know that Jesus protects us, heals us, forgives us, nourishes us, sustains us, we're going to have this beautiful relationship, this strong bond. It's Jesus contrasts it with like the hired hand. You know, someone who's hired for a job doesn't necessarily have their heart in it. And when the pressures come and when their threats come, they're going to take off, because they don't love their sheep. They don't love their position. You know, they're doing it for the money. Of course, Jesus loves the sheep, and we're called to love the shepherd. And the true shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus, defends the flock and is willing to lay down his life. And there's some words here. Jesus says, "I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me." In the Gospel of John, Jesus is presented he's very clear on his mission, and he's always in control. You know, he's direct. He knows what's happening. He's not shaken by any of the threats. There's this confidence and focus on mission. So, you know, I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. There's this confidence and focus and courage and clear direction. And at the end, I've received this command from my Father. I've come to do this. My Father has commanded me to move forward, to lay down my life for the sheep. And so the shepherd knowing his sheep and the sheep knowing the shepherd, recognizing the voice. Jesus, with this authority, clearly comes to bring together. He's obedient to the Father. He's going to lay down his life. He's going to take it up again. For what reason? Well, it comes in the middle part of this gospel. He says, I lay down my life for my sheep. You know, I'm the good shepherd. I know my own. They know me. So that there will be one flock, one shepherd. So he's trying to draw everyone together. And for us, we can listen to the voice of the Lord. We know him as the good shepherd. He protects, nourishes, he guides us, he leads us. Hopefully we follow. And what's that following entail? What does that following include? There's a call of unity. You know, for our family parishes, that our five churches work together to proclaim the good news. In our family, do we support one another? In our workplace, do we work together for the common tasks? But not only that, but do we get along? Do we love one another? Do we share the joy that Jesus gives us with those around us? And as a community, as a society, are we one that we have recognition of the responsibility to take care of each other? Now, how well are we taking care of the poor and the needy? How well do we know those around us? Or do we simply coexist? You know, sometimes even in the pews in the church, people will go to church, go to Mass on the weekend, and they will sit in the same pews around the same people for years, but don't even know them, don't know their names. Maybe they know their faces, but there's no connection. I mean, so being one is not just of one purpose, maybe one focus, one mission, but it's really this unity that we support, we care for one another, we lean on each other in times of need, and we journey together helping each other, you know, protecting one another, bringing one another to the love of Christ, helping remind us of that voice of the good shepherd who defends us, who protects us, who takes care of us. You know, this Easter season, it's a time for a deeper understanding of Jesus who died and rose again for our salvation. It's also a recognition for us of our mission to be able to proclaim the love, the mercy, the grace of this good shepherd who protects their sheep. You know, the good shepherd protects his sheep. And we are thankful to the Lord who protects us, who guides us, who protects us from the wolves, but we have to also play our part and fulfill our role, drawing close to the good shepherd, listening to his voice, listening to what he says to us, and following to where he guides us, to where he leads us, and again, beckoning others around us to be of one heart, to be one flock under one shepherd, this sign of unity. And this unity certainly happens amongst the Catholic churches, but also the Christian churches, but this sign of unity that we strive for in humanity, for we're all created in God's image and likeness. So as we prepare for this Good Shepherd Sunday, you know, where's the Good Shepherd in your life? Where's his voice? Do you hear his voice? Where can we look for his voice? We look for his voice in the scriptures, in the gift of the sacraments, the Eucharist, of course, but also the sacrament of reconciliation. Where can we turn down those competing voices, those wolves that want to snatch us away? And those can be done very subtly, that it kind of just becomes a distraction. So where are those distractions that take us away from the shepherd's voice, but also that tries to disrupt and create disunity? And how can I be an instrument of unity, of bringing people together, of sharing the shepherd's love and kind of trying to build bridges, common concerns, common support, a common purpose, a common mission in the end? And of course, we recognize Jesus, who was obedient to the Father, who laid down his life and raises it up again for our sake to lead us to the kingdom of heaven. So as we approach Good Shepherd Sunday, happy Good Shepherd Sunday. Let's listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd who cares for us, who loves us, and follow him. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.